Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hello, this is United States calling. Are we reaching?
All right, Patrick, before we get started here, on this episode, I must give credit and thanks to Eric LeBrands for buying me a beer.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yes, you can applaud that. You can applaud that. Absolutely. It's important. He's a hero. Okay. I'm setting the timer now. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We're doing 10-minute episodes while we're at Suburbs Fest Midwest. Excuse me. I'm losing my voice here. Not a good thing for a podcast. And today we have Brittany Reese. Hey, Brittany.
Hey.
I set the 10-minute timer.
Excellent. Well, we'll see if we can stretch 10 minutes or if we can get some of the other folks to jump in with some of their thoughts. But this is something that had been on my brain. I thought of it while we were pulling out of the parking lot last year at Suburbs Fest DC. I missed my chance to 10-minute talk about it. But what I was going to bring up was, you know, as somebody who does dabble a little bit in music production, I'm always trying to find little other extra tidbits to throw into songs. So we're talking about elements that aren't necessarily in and of themselves music, but, you know, it can be sound effects or it could even be just percussive hooks that are a little bit non-traditional elements to the songs. And so I just wanted to kind of poll anybody else here to bring up ones that come to mind when they're thinking of that. Like the first one on my brain was the little giggle at the beginning of Hungry Like a Wolf. Hear that and immediately you know what song is coming up. It just kind of kicks it off, throws you right into the mood for that. Another example would be like the cash register noises on Pink Floyd's Money. As soon as you hear that, it sets it off and they continue throughout the song. And so it's just one of those extra little tidbits. I mean, Pink Floyd uses a lot of them in The Wall because it's got the story elements, but there's got to be a ton more. And I'm very curious if anybody else has any come to mind.
Wow. We're getting
come
hands
up. Yeah, people, come on up.
People
Let's
are
talk
storming
about
the stage here. We can't hold them back. All right, Tim Hoffman.
Tim Hoffman's hand went up as soon as
words came out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting because I was just talking with Patrick this morning on the way to the record store about, because my ears are always tuned to that. I'm sure others are as well. Like, I'm trying to pick out something and then trying to identify the noise. But it's talking about a particular record by Vic Chestnut that's called The Salesman and Bernadette that came out in 98, and it's a great record. When he had Lamb Chop backing him, his backing band was Lamb Chop. But there is a second song on the album is called Bernadette and Her Crowd, and it's a concept album about a salesman who falls in love with, a waitress at a diner. But that song, throughout the song, you can hear sounds of, like, utensils being kind of, like, shuffled around in a tray and, like, these plastic cups that the diner might have for beverages, like, falling on the floor, dropping on the tile floor, and all sorts of stuff like that throughout the song. And, like, every time I hear that song, I'm just, like, you feel immediately, like, I'm sitting in a booth at a diner, so it really helps to kind of set the tone and the setting for the song.
I was sputtering, but I got over it after hours. Tireless review. Under the gracious hands, Annie Lee took her hands. Bernadette, I honor you. Bernadette, I honor you.
That's a good one. Yeah, okay. Good. Somebody else had... here we go. David Lane, everyone.
Yeah, when Brittany brought that up, it immediately triggered in my mind my favorite album of all time, Skylarking by XTC.
Oh, yeah.
And Summer's Cauldron kicks in with the crickets and the night noises, and then the whole album's conceptual, and they just throw in little bits and pieces of things like that. So
beautiful.
I just immediately sprung to my mind when Brittany said that. Mr. Hoffman added some sound effects to his song.
He did. He had crickets last night.
In the Podfest. It was so amazing when he did it. Thought it was some feedback, and then all of a sudden I said, wait a minute, he did that on purpose. That was super cool, too.
It was very cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Skylarking, Todd Rundgren production.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. And yeah. I just saw live, side note, with Hans, XTC. It's EXTC. It's the drummer of XTC, because, you know, the band doesn't tour anymore. But right. Former drummer is now still playing their original songs.
Oh, that's cool.
They killed it. So if you get a chance to see XTC, but it's EXTC.
I get it, like XTC.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's a cool band.
Yeah. Okay. I think somebody else had an idea here. All right.
Hey, how you doing? First time, long time. all right. I got three.
Introduce yourself, please.
Hey, I'm Patrick Brown.
Hey, Patrick.
I'm up here with Frank Muffin tonight.
Yep.
So I got three, and I'm going to steal one, because I'm doing some major song intros here. So I'm stealing one from Mr. Brad Pendleton over there. So that we definitely mutually agree on. It's the car horns down tune at the beginning of Van Halen 1.
Oh, that's a good one.
That just sets you up for that journey. Second one is a big one for me and Hans. It's the little speech at the beginning of Iron Maiden's Prisoner. It says, you know, you are number six. Who was number one? And it's, again, one of those things. It's not music. It's just like some dumb sample from some movie that's like, oh, we're about to have an epic song here. And then the last one, this is the one for me. It's the cough right at the beginning of Sweet Leaf. At the beginning of Black Sabbath's song, Sweet Leaf. Yeah, just the... love that. So that's it, man.
This is great. Fun. Wow. He got applause for that. Yeah. BJ Bonin.
I've got two.
Okay.
First one is a band that I'd say hardly anyone outside of Minneapolis is going to know, The 27 Various. Their album Fine, Before It Starts, way, way, way in the background, you hear speaking. And so you want to turn it up. And as soon as you do, you get blasted. Right? And what he says, trust me on this, unless he, I don't recommend doing this in headphones. He says, this is going to feed back. And that's Ed Ackerson, the lead vocalist and main engine of the 27 Various. And that record is gold. If you can find it, it's out there, but it is on streaming. Strong recommend. The other one, REO Speedwagon.
Okay.
Tough Guys.
Tough Guys.
Okay. Where they have the sample from Little Rascals.
Alfalfa, will you swing me before we have lunch?
Sure, darling.
Say, Romeo, what about your promise to the He-Man Woman Haters Club? I'm sorry, Spanky. I have to live my own life.
Sure, you guys, or at least some of you know that.
REO
Speedwagon.
All right. Now, BJ, before you go, since you mentioned Minneapolis, you got to also, you know, cite this one, right?
This is the Minneapolis Police.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Right. And Dave Perner coming in, telling them where to go and how to get there.
That's right. From The Replacements. Yep.
Yeah.
That's, kids don't follow.
There's
right?
another one. That's right.
Yeah. Speaking of replacements, there's another good one, Sound Effect, which is the breaking bottle on Shooting Dirty Pool.
Oh, yeah. That's
right? Yeah. Where the fight is about to break out. Love that. Okay.
Hi, it's Jerome. I'm here again.
Hello, Jerome.
All right. I got a couple examples here. The Adventure, Angels and Airwaves, the beginning rhythmic sound effects, they all sampled from like office equipment in their studio, like drawers slamming, clipboards, papers shuffling around, and then they like stretched that sound out and kind of compressed it. So kind of became musical, I think, but originally not intended to be. And then to break this category wide open, the band The Avalanches is all primarily sampled non-musical stuff. I would point to Frontier Psychiatry as their big hit, and it is like all classic movie stuff, you know, old public domain, like black and white and sepia tone.
Mr. Kirk, I'm an offended usually in Texas 2 and 3, but surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
Well, what does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have it, you. Now when I count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
That's me.
All right, good ones.
Jerome.
Anybody else? Oh, Bill Mulligan. And Eric Lorenz. Man. All right, we got a lot here.
Hey, two. One is Close to the Edit by The Art of Noise. It's a sound of them. They recorded their car, starting the car, revving the engine, stalling the car out.
Nice.
And the other is practically the entire album of Pet Sounds, but specifically the Sparklets water bottle, the hollow dumping.
All right, here comes Eric Lorenz.
All right, two quick ones.
The beginning of Love is the Drug by Roxy Music, where they walk up to the car and then turn it on. And then the end of My Love Explodes by the Dukes of Stratosphere, where they play a clip of a New York caller who says something about this abomination of a song, if you could even call it that. And I'm not quoting it very well, but it's an excellent close to either the side one or the whole album. So
beautiful. Hey, hi, howdy. It's Brad here at Frank Brad. Muffin. Good to see y'all in person. This is righteous.
Yeah.
I got a couple that I was singing of going off of my cronies that are passing through here, providing some examples of this. One I was just talking with Patrick about that came to mind was Guns N' Roses' Civil War. Yeah, oh, man, with the Cool Hand Luke quotes.
Right. Oh, yeah.
What we got here is failure to communicate. And then the other quick one, Billy Joel's You May Be Right with the glass breaking at the very beginning. Yeah.
Was the glass breaking because it was on the album Glass Houses? Is that why they did that?
That's right. Okay. That's why all right. That was really
good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm just going to throw in one more little thing to say on this is that we ended up accidentally having kind of one of our own on Frank Muffin's first album when we were going through the edits of the mixes just to determine, is this good? What do we need to adjust? We heard something and we couldn't figure out where it was coming from, and we had the engineer start, mute this, mute that, where is it? And we found it, and the mic picked up Jerome saying at the start of one of his little punch-ins, if you just run it from here, I'll come in. And that, we didn't even know that we recorded it. It wasn't supposed to be in there. The engineer missed it when they were editing. We ended up throwing that at the opening of the song so that on the album it kicks off. If you just want to run it from here, I'll come in.
Oh,
boom,
sweet.
Right into the music. So that was just kind of a happy accident. We were pretty
nice.
Thrilled with it.
Well, I'll give you a really quick one, and I'm not going to tell you which song it is or which record it is of Wingtip Sloat. So you got to listen to every single song to find it.
Perfect.
We poured a tub of Legos down wooden stairs and recorded that sound. But it's in there.
It.
Go look for it. Start at the beginning.
It's like a rain stick on crack.
Yeah,
I love it.
All right. So bag of questions for Brittany.
I'm terrified.
But before I give you the question from the bag, I want to ask this question just for myself.
Sure.
Are you ready to rock tonight?
Fuck yeah.
All right. Frank Muffin playing tonight as we record this.
Woo!
All right. Yeah, people. All right. Okay, here we go. Here's your question from the bag of questions. If you were being tortured to give up information, what song would your captors play on repeat to break you?
Strokin'. Thanks, guys.
You didn't even have to think about that. No, that's just here right away.
That was cash money.
All right, very good. All right, do we have somebody for tomorrow? Should we keep this thing going?
All right.
We have somebody for tomorrow. Okay, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is the Minneapolis Police. The party is over. If you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
Who says talk away?
Stroking.